With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Justice Department is suing the state of Maine for not banning transgender athletes from women's and girls' sports. Attorney General Pam Bondi.
The state of Maine is discriminating against women by failing to protect women in women's sports. Pretty basic stuff. This is a violation of Title IX. The Department of Justice will not sit by when women are discriminated against in sport.
The administration previously moved to cut federal funding to Maine for defying a presidential executive order on the matter. U.S. District Judge ordering the administration to provide more information about the deportation of an illegal alien who had been living in Maryland. Kilmar Abrego Garcia was mistakenly sent to El Salvador, and that country's president says he's not going to send him back to the U.S. Also at SRNNews.com, a suspect in a Dallas high school shooting that wounded four students yesterday is in police custody. Christians celebrating Holy Week. That is not passing unnoticed at the White House, where this evening a pre-Easter dinner is on the agenda.
Christian pastors, priests, and faith leaders are expected to attend tonight's dinner, which will feature music and prayers, as well as remarks from President Trump. The White House Faith Office is also planning a staff worship service tomorrow that will feature evangelist Franklin Graham and Pastor Greg Laurie. In a Holy Week proclamation, the president said this week is a time of reflection for Christians. Greg Clugston, Washington.
American pastor Josh Sullivan, abducted at gunpoint during a church service in South Africa last week, has been rescued. Three suspects were killed in a shootout with police. Sullivan was not injured. On Wall Street this morning, stocks trading in the red. The Dow is down 164 points. This is SRN News. Most pastors pretty sure their church will be around for a while.
A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds that 94% of Protestant clergymen say, quote, I expect my church will still exist in 10 years. Only 4% say they do not believe that the congregation they currently lead will still be there a decade hence. The survey also finds that the least confident pastors are those who lead smaller churches, many of which have fewer financial resources and are closer to the edge economically. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tens of thousands of people gathered at Judaism's holiest site in Jerusalem on Tuesday for the traditional priestly blessing prayer. It is a ritual dating back over 2,500 years to when King Solomon's temple stood at the very same site. The blessing is performed by a male Jew who can trace their lineage back to the priestly caste and takes place several times a year during Judaism's major holidays. Jews are currently observing the week-long holiday of Passover. And this is SRN News. Peeps and profits go hand in hand this time of year.
Millions are made daily by Just Born Quality Confections in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Caitlin Servian is the company's brand manager.
We make 5.5 million peeps every single day, which is approximately 2 billion peeps per year.
Peeps is Just Born's most recognizable brand. Servian says there are many ways to include peeps in celebrations. People have been known to use them in recipes and even artwork. I'm Mike Hempen.
Britain's Supreme Court has ruled that the UK equities law defines a woman as someone born biologically female. Five judges agreeing the terms women and sex in the Equality Act refer to a biological woman. This means that a transgender individual with a certificate recognizing them as female should not be considered a woman for equality purposes. More details at SRNNews.com.